From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
You remember David Duchovny?
How can I forget?
X-Files. All right, he was on with Ellen yesterday playing a game called Two Lies and a Truth. They put up three stories for Ellen to guess which one is the truth, right? So Ellen had a choice of number one, Prince Charles once asked David to explain to him what a booty call is. Number two, when writing his last book, he had such bad writer's block, he threw his laptop out of his window. And number three, Lenny Kravitz once challenged him to a singing competition at his birthday party. Well, Ellen was so sure, calling this a no-brainer. She said, it's got to be Lenny Kravitz. No, that was a lie. The truth was, he explained to Prince Charles what a booty call is.
Prince Charles once asked me to explain to him what a booty call was. I have to explain that he didn't just out of the blue ask me what a booty call was. We were at a concert, seated together, the Prince's Trust in Hyde Park, and there was a band, I think All Saints, had a song called Booty Call. This is like the year 2000 or something. And he was looking nonplussed by the whole thing. And he asked me what they were saying. And I was saying, that sounds like booty call something, booty call, booty call. I don't know. I couldn't hear the lyrics either, but I could hear booty call. And then he said, well, what is that? And I said, well, here you go, Prince.
What did you tell him?
I think I said, this is when a man or a woman calls a man or a woman or a woman or a man late at night to come over for the express purpose of having Congress with them.
Congress? I thought Congress wasn't that popular. I had Congress with a booty. It was a large horse's booty.
Booty call. Okay, here's a little bit of that song.
It's just a booty call.
Ew, I love the booty call. Ew.
Did we ever play that here in the States? Because I know it was number one in the UK.
It was number one up here in rock and roll heaven.
Well, you got a lot of booty calls up there, I bet.
Nothing but booty all day long.
That sound, that was a booty call.
Ooh, my booty is calling. Hello, Philip, Philip.
I hear you, my cabbage, but I'm a ghost.
Her booty's calling because her Gordon's alive. I mean, I don't know. All right, now that's not the first time that David Duchovny told that story. I'm shocked that I did not know this. He told this story once before to James Corden, and in telling him this story, he also included this.
There were people in the ground in front of us who were holding up signs like, hello, David. And one of them, I was married at the time to Taya, and one of them had a sign that said, where's Taya? And the prince looked and said, where's tea? They want... now they want tea from me. There's no end to what they want from me. And I said, no, that's my wife. Her name is Taya.
No, these peasants, we can't get them under control. There's no end to what these peasants want from me.
That's right, Charles. Pretend like they're actually people. That's what you have to do when you're royal.
Can you only
He'll never get it, Cabbage. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake your booty.
Ooh, my booty is so...
That was a booty call.
It's a booty call.
It's a booty call, right. So the national nightmare is over because Charles now knows what a booty call is.
Booty.
Ladies, gird your booties.
You better strap it down. Put a helmet on that thing, gentlemen.
I wonder what he would say when he met the Kardashians with those booties. It would be a few calls.
It's booty for days. Oh, Kim Kardashian is dragging a fireplace behind her.
That's a real booty call.
Take your time, son. Work it. Work it.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.